This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president of Turkey addressing parliament today, talking to lawmakers about the death of Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi journalist who was never seen after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. Through an interpreter, the Turkish president says Saudi officials must reveal who ordered the killing of Khashoggi.
The Vienna Convention and other rules of international law do not allow the investigation of such a vicious murder to be prevented by resorting to the shield of diplomatic immunity.
The Turkish president saying Khashoggi's death was planned, and he called it a savage murder. Hurricane Willa expected to slam into Mexico with 145-mile-an-hour winds today. By week's end, it could be dumping rain on the Carolinas. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Hurricane Willa will make landfall along the southwestern coast of mainland Mexico later today, and forecasters are warning the Category 4 storm will also bring life-threatening storm surge, wind, and rain to parts of Mexico before bringing very heavy rain to southern Texas later this week. Long lines at lottery dealers across the nation as there are two huge jackpots.
Mega Millions at $1.6 billion and Powerball at $620 million. One can only dream.
You know, somebody's got to win it. It might as well be one of us.
Your odds of winning? Terrible. One in about $300 million. Mega Millions played Tuesday and Friday night. Powerball Wednesday and Saturday night.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky. President Trump's approval rating's a bit higher than former President Obama's was at this time. The new NBC Wall Street Journal poll has Trump at 47% approval among voters. Obama was at 45. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump was holding a rally in Houston, Texas last night in support of the re-election of Senate Republican Ted Cruz, who back during the presidential primary, the president used to call Lion Ted.
In just 15 days, the people of Texas are going to re-elect a man who has become a really good friend of mine. You know, we had our little difficulties, right? But actually, if you remember, at the beginning, it was a love fest.
Cruz facing off on Election Day against Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who is leading among millennials in Texas in the polls. And some polls also have O'Rourke within 10 points of the incumbent. Drug addiction and the affordability of college more on the minds of Americans than they were 2 years ago, according to a new study by the Pew Research Center. It says the percentage of Americans who thought drug addiction was a very big problem grew from 56% in 2016 to 68% now. 63% of Americans are concerned about college affordability. That compares to 52% who were concerned about it 2 years ago. And a new cereal honoring a TV classic is selling big, a Golden Girls-themed cereal, now available at Target and some online stores. It costs about $8 a box, but you get the collectible figurines of Dorothy, Sophia, Blanche, and Rose. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it,
somebody testify. Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Raheem Kassam joins us now. It was a little over a year ago when we talked about his book, No-Go Zones, How Sharia Law is Coming to a Neighborhood Near You. Raheem, that book was quite an eye-opener for many here in this country to look at, because you uncovered the areas that Western governments, including our country here, don't want to admit exists within our borders.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it resonated over in Europe as well. I mean, it was shortly after that that the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, admitted that those places actually do exist. So, you know, I was pleased to get that information out.
Well, I had gotten resistance. I think I mentioned to you when we last talked, when there was problems in Paris, and there was, I guess, pretty much international acceptance that there were so-called no-go zones. And when I spoke to a reporter out of Paris, France, and mentioned the no-go zones, they took dire exception to that. They didn't like that reference. But the fact of the matter is, I said, okay, well, what do you want to call it? Because we have no-go zones here in America. We don't call it that, but we know that there are areas that the police and law enforcement are going to be reticent to go into, when there is, some firefight or some violence going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the European governments, you know, have different names for them, areas of urban sensitivity and so on and so forth. But I think, you know, now we're getting to a position, at least I think now in the Western world, where we're accepting that these places do exist. The next conversation that follows on from that is what we do about them.
Can we hope that political correctness has run its course? It seems to be down towards the end of its relevance. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think at least it's diminishing in relevance, and people are becoming a lot more reluctant to sort of dabble in it and allow themselves to be fooled by that sort of thing. I mean, this all stemmed back to, you know, Fukuyama's end of history theory, when there was a broad agreement amongst the political establishment that here's the way things are, and we're going to tell you how to live your lives, and that's it. Well, of course, 2016, on both our sides of the pond, represented an outright rejection of that, and a big part of that was political correctness with Brexit and then the election of President Trump. So I think it is diminishing, but you know, we have a way to go yet.
Well, we continue to be challenged to speak truth to power, and that means that we need more courageous people like you, Rahim. Rahim Kassam is with us, a former British political activist, former editor-in-chief of Breitbart News London, former chief advisor to the UK Independence Party, UKIP, who is led by Nigel Farage. Rahim, you've had a lot of experience. You've seen it yourself in terms of the caravan migration into the EU, particular in England. And we are here in the United States facing another caravan. Give us your analysis of what you saw then and what you've been seeing here in America.
Well, it's fascinating, actually. I mean, you know, in 2015, we had the start of the what's became known as the migrant crisis in Europe, at least the start of people recognizing it. The truth is it had existed for a lot longer before that. But 2015, it really culminated when millions of people were streaming in over the over Europe's borders into mainly Germany, but through Hungary and so on and so forth. And it took a very long time for our politicians to admit that there was a major problem going on, that there was a problem that was almost insurmountable without closing the borders. The Hungarians, of course, leading the way by erecting a very quick border fence with Macedonia and other nations. And, of course, others followed. But really, it's been an unmitigated disaster for Europe. You know, in places like Berlin, you've had increases, massive increases in crime, in anti-Semitism, in homophobic attacks, and the predominance of those all being committed by recent arrivals, recent migrants. Now, what you have here in the United States, I dread to think, but I do think, is looking quite similar. You have a situation where there are now, I think, 7,500 was the latest estimate on this migrant caravan that's in the news
from
now.
Central America,
but you also have journalists who are. Indeed. And you also have journalists who are not doing their jobs and refusing to do their jobs in actually ascertaining who's behind this. Where did this come from? How did this begin? And I've done a fair bit of research into that. And I have to tell you, the organizations that are involved in this, whether it's the Sin Frontera organization, which is linked with socialist groups here in the United States, I mean, outwardly, Marxist-Leninist groups here in the United States, or whether it's the big money groups that are behind this. In some cases, of course, the famous old one, which is the Open Society Foundation, which is the George Soros Foundation.
Right.
But in some cases, you also have big American retailers supporting these organizations. So Ralph's, for instance, gives to an organization in California that supports this kind of thing. And all those details, I think, will come to light over the next few days as we become, and as American citizens become increasingly desperate to know what the heck is going on.
Exactly. And I think what people are not measuring here, and I'm glad you brought this up, Rahim, and that is that this isn't cheap. You know, managing, 7,000, it started out, you know, maybe 1,500. It's now snowballing here. 7,000 and counting have joined this group. We're talking millions of dollars to move these people. And, of course, the pressure is to get them at the border right before the midterms. Well, if they're walking, they're not going to get there in time. They've got to be mobilized by truck, you know, and by any other means that they can get them, you know, to to the United States southern border.
Yeah, absolutely. And you'll remember after the migrant crisis in Europe, we found ourselves having to account for the fact that lots of organizations, including governmental organizations, were supporting these people coming over, and in doing so, we're actually giving a lot of money to human traffickers. That was what was going on in that circumstance. And I don't think enough or any research has gone into that in the United States yet. And I think you're going to find that when President Trump, whether it's through social media or in interviews, has to deal with this publicly, he will start asking those very difficult questions. And I'm quite disappointed, even by the Republican lawmakers I see on television, when I watch the commentary about these things, not actually raising those questions. You know, who are these people? Where are they coming from? And who are the vested interests in trying to bring them over? and you can see it. I have just written an article, which is not yet published, but I'm hoping will be published in the next day or so, where organizations that have traditionally supported day workers are now plowing resources into bringing these migrants here. And so you start to see an economic vested interest. I mean, the Honduran government has a massive economic interest in having more of its citizens in the United States because a lot of its economy actually counts on remittances. That is, Hondurans in the United States that send money back to their families there.
Mm. Well, we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Rahim Kassam after this. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move tonight.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like us, fresh and independent. I'm Bill Martinez, and we got Raheem Kassam with us, a former British political activist, former editor-in-chief of Breitbart News London. Raheem, as we were talking about these migrants, coming in, what's going to amount to thousands storming the border just in time for, our midterm elections to try to influence these midterms. What you found in Europe is seemingly what we're finding here in the United States, and that is that refugees were found to be predominantly economic migrants, not fleeing war or oppression, but rather seeking jobs. Is that not right?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And I think you're seeing the same thing here as well. What I'll do is I'll quote a chap called Enrique Morones. He's the founder of a group called Border Angels, which operates outside of Los Angeles. Now, he has admitted his support for this Sin Frontera organization, which is behind this particular caravan. And he actually told the San Diego Tribune in 2014 that the people who come over in these caravans, quote, do not qualify for visas. They're not people who would necessarily be let into the United States along sort of normal grounds or normal lines. And so that's where this sort of element of, well, fine, we won't, give a rip about the rules, and comes in. And what we're going to be seeing in the next sort of 15 days, I think, is mass criminality and an incitement to mass criminality. Now, one of the organizers of this caravan was arrested in Mexico a couple of days ago. You'll probably see many, many more arrests as time wears on. But it's so important for us to understand that this isn't a new thing. This caravan stuff, a lot of people, it will be new to them. They may have only heard about it this spring when sort of the first one of this presidency happened. But actually, these organizations go back, I mean, way back. Some of them started as early as the late 1930s in Central America and were supported by U.S.-based organizations. Now, obviously, they were bringing a couple of hundred in, and it turned into a couple of thousand in more recent history. But now we're seeing it tick up into the tens of thousands, or at least the attempted tens of thousands into the United States every year, and I dare say that as we get into the new year, which is not far off, you're going to see scores of tens of thousands, and then upwards of 50,000. It's the exact same thing that we saw in Europe. And I'll say this as a sort of thought on the matter, that I think Europe was a testing ground for these organizations, these open borders organizations. What they're really interested in doing is delegitimizing the United States. And to delegitimize a nation, you have to erase its borders.
Exactly. And especially when you have a party that's gone so sideways on us, that has abandoned any approximation to center governance, and they're willing to blow everything up in order to get power again. That's how desperate that they are. And hopefully people of reason, people with common sense, can see that this is all being manipulated. It's all being orchestrated. It's not an organic type situation. You say this has been going on for decades. This is nothing new. It's just that, here recently, especially under the previous administration, they were rewarded and they got away with it. And so, people will do that which they get rewarded for. So it's in their interest to roll the dice. Why not? There's no need to stand in line and wait, like some for 13 years for a chance to be here legally and a chance to become a citizen. That's irrelevant, because a lot of these people, and this is the big problem with what's been happening in our country, is the idea of assimilation is the last thing on their mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And to that extent, there are organizations currently operating out within the United States. And what they actually do, and whether it's in California or New York, what they actually do is they encourage young migrants who are here illegally to remove whatever trackers they have, ankle tags. They have plenty of events. They actually celebrate that procedure and the process of doing that. So there's a huge industry behind this. And when we think about that, What comes to my mind is, you know, if you really wanted to help people, given the multi-millions that are being poured into that from both the United States and from within Central America, you could actually improve a lot of people's lives in their native countries with that money. But instead, right. what they're using that money for is to actually go after the United States and go after U.S. sovereignty. Now, as you say, there's no inclination on these guys' behalves to integrate or assimilate. We've seen that as a matter of fact when you look at the flags that are being flown on the way. They're not flying the American flag. They're not saying, oh, you know, we're grateful for the U.S. considering our refugee process. They're saying, here we are, a different people, and you have to let us in, and we're going to remain those different people.
Exactly. And that has proven time and again. I mean, we have enough empirical evidence, certainly what you saw happen in Europe, and this has been happening part and parcel within the United States, and this is why there was such a disruption in the political forces when the everyday woman, Main Street America, said, look, we want Donald Trump to lead the way because we don't trust anybody else. Democrats, other Republicans, establishment types have been promising, and they haven't delivered, and Donald Trump has kept it front and center, and this is what's you know, this is what's going to be on the ballot in the midterms, and we may end up seeing another surprise because the mainstream media and those on the left would want us to believe that there was a blue wave a coming, and they were definitely going to be able to take over the House, and Nancy Pelosi would be back with her hand on the gavel. That's yet to be seen.
Yeah, I mean, the important thing is, though, Bill, you know, people can't assume that there's a red wave coming, and they can't assume that there's no blue wave coming, because on that election day, if people want to avert, you know, mass crisis that you'll see on the borders, that you'll see capital building, and so on and so forth, then they have to go out and vote. And they don't just have to go out and vote. They have to make sure their friends and their family members and their people that they know in their lives who have never done it before do so. They need to take their children along, who are obviously of voting age children. And that's the real crux of it for the GOP at the moment. For them, it's a purely get out the vote campaign now, because the arguments have basically been had. You know, the dividing lines have been drawn. We've seen what the Democrats stand for, and it appears to be shouting at people in restaurants, and it appears to be you know, a zero border country. The question is, and it's the big question that I'm sure you know is being asked every 5 minutes, but whether here in Washington D.C. or all around the world, because the world is watching these midterm elections, is, you know, which side is actually going to bother getting off their bottoms and going to the polling booth.
I've maintained, Raheem, what we're voting for is the very soul of America, the future. And are we going to be able to pass on the baton that our founding fathers gave to us? Are we going to be able to pass it on to the next generation? Or is this the end of America as we know it?
Well, I suppose the sort of pessimistic viewpoint is that, you know, you already haven't got the same baton that was passed down from the even the previous generation. I mean, when you look at the incursion of the administrative state and bureaucracy into the American body politic at the moment, it is certainly not the same as the founders had envisaged. I mean, there are statutes on your books now that I'm sure Washington would be turning in his grave over.
Exactly.
Now it's like for us, the United Kingdom with Brexit, right? Now for us, it's a moment where we say, right, are we going to pivot back and reestablish our sovereignty and reestablish the promise that was given to us, you know, originally, or are we going to continue down this line of the erosion of national sovereignty, of the erosion of states' rights and people's rights, and the identity and culture of America, quite frankly? Because let me tell you something. I mean, if you go to certain neighborhoods now across the United States, it doesn't feel like you're in America anymore.
Exactly.
And I suppose that's what this election's really all about.
Really. Raheem Kassam, a former British political activist, former editor-in-chief of Breitbart News London, and former chief advisor to the UK Independence Party. Raheem, thank you so much. As always, appreciate the insight. Look forward to having you back. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Cheers.
This report is brought to you by Humana. The annual enrollment period is here, and it's the time of year when people with Medicare can select the health or prescription drug plan best suited for them. With the right information and resources, selecting the right Medicare plan can be made easier. Jeffrey Fernandez, Vice President, Western Segment for the Medicare Advantage Plans at Humana.
It's important to have all the right information when choosing the right health plan. Besides costs, make sure to keep in mind doctor and hospital networks, the list of medications Medicare prescription drug plans cover, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you select the best plan for you or your loved ones.
Humana is committed to helping people achieve their best health. For more, visit humana.com/Medicare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO, PPO, and PFFS organization and standalone prescription drug plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on plan renewal.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president of Turkey addressing parliament today, talking to lawmakers about the death of Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi journalist who was never seen after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. Through an interpreter, the Turkish president says Saudi officials must reveal who ordered the killing of Khashoggi.
The Vienna Convention and other rules of international law do not allow the investigation of such a vicious murder to be prevented by resorting to the shield of diplomatic immunity.
The Turkish president saying Khashoggi's death was planned, and he called it a savage murder. Hurricane Willa expected to slam into Mexico with 145-mile-an-hour winds today. By week's end, it could be dumping rain on the Carolinas. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
God help me.
Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Live from the flight deck of the USS Intrepid in New York City is our next guest, Michael Richardson, with the Independent Services and Mental Health VP, I should say, with the Wounded Warrior Project. And we got lots to talk about all the exciting things that they continue to do for our vets. A little background here before we bring Michael on. More than 52,000 servicemen and women are physically injured in recent military conflicts, yet more than 500,000 live with invisible wounds from depression to post-traumatic stress disorder. 320,000 experience traumatic brain injury. Wounded Warrior Project will announce a $160 million investment toward mental health care for our wounded warriors. Now, this investment extends Wounded Warrior Project's Warrior Care Network by 5 years, will help expand medical centers to increase care opportunities, and will provide clinical mental health treatment for more than 5,000 warriors. Now, this care is going to help decrease PTSD, depression symptoms, and increase resiliency among vets. So far, warriors in more than 40 states have received care at four partner medical centers. This partnership also creates the family and caregiver support. Now, with this latest investment in the mental health of wounded veterans, Wounded Warrior Project, and Its partner medical centers will have invested more than $250 million toward treatment for invisible wounds of war. And Michael Richardson, let's bring you on right now. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, I'm doing great. And again, thank you very much for having us on and the continued support. And like you had mentioned, it's great to be here in the USS Intrepid in New York as we make this announcement. So again, thank you.
Well, please know everybody associated with the show, being a former vet myself, I shouldn't say a former vet. I am a current vet, former Marine, I should say. I'm all in. I'm all in. Anything that the Wounded Warriors does, I'm with you guys 150%. So whatever we can do, we want to come alongside and co-labor with you guys. We just so appreciate all the hard work that you've been doing over the years.
Well, Bill, this is a great step forward for us as well. And again, getting the word out, keeping the focus on the veterans and their families is critical. And shows like yours really help us do that and maintain our focus on what's really important, and that is the warriors and their families.
Well, we talk about this investment, $160 million. What does that mean for vets?
Sure. Like you had mentioned, it will allow over 5,000 warriors to receive care in our intensive outpatient programs, which is a 2 to 3 week intensive outpatient program at one of the four academic medical centers that we partnered with. What it also does, however, is allow another about 11,000 warriors and family members to receive other types of treatment and support and services. So over 16,000 warriors and family members will benefit from this investment of $160 million for the next 5 years in our warrior care network.
Mm-hmm. Now, Michael, did I get that right? Because, you know, it said $250 million or half a billion or what was the original number in terms of investment? But I think it's much more than that, is it not? Because I have another statement here saying that it's been well over $1 billion that Wounded Warriors Project has given over the 15 years of service to those who've sacrificed.
Sure, there's two parts to that. One is the $250 million is specific to Warrior Care Network. It started off as a 3-year pilot with an investment of $100 million. We didn't know what this would look like when we built this network, and we said, well, we got to do something different. And so we invested $100 million, went 3 years, and we said, wow, we're seeing great results, hence our commitment to the next 5 years. Now, our total program spend over the course of the last 15 years is well over $1 billion, and that is mental health care, physical health and wellness, financial health and wellness, and social connectedness. And we have a number of programs, and one point is all of our programs are free to warriors and their families because they paid their dues on a battlefield and in service to our country.
Amen. And I got to tell you, we're all happy to come alongside and support and donate and do what we can. And as you keep us up to date as to what's going on, we're hearing more about these invisible wounds of war and returning warriors. As you know, Michael, for many years and way too long, our vets suffered in silence. And nobody really understood what was going on. They themselves didn't understand what's going on. But today, it's front and center, and more of us are aware of these invisible wounds. Tell our audience about that.
Sure. Well, you hit the numbers head on when you said over 500,000 are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, another 300-plus thousand with traumatic brain injury. When you factor in depression and anxiety, the numbers are escalating, and the need is great and growing. And so it will take folks like your organization, Bill, and your radio station, and what Wounded Warrior Project and other great organizations are doing in this space to keep, you know, talking about this and keeping out front. But again, talk without support financially is just talk. So we also need to make sure that we're providing the support and resources to our warriors and their families. So again, they build a life that's worth living. And part of that is addressing the mental health challenges that they face, right, as well as the physical challenges. Just as they would if they had a broken leg, let's get the mental health fixed as well.
Exactly. And, of course, as you've said repeatedly here, and this is really important, this is holistic. I mean, it's when the soldier is there, the family is there. So the family unit is affected by this. It's not just the vet, right?
That's exactly correct. Matter of fact, oftentimes when we're doing include the families, we find the families are suffering. Transference of that post-traumatic stress, transference of that depression affects children, affects spouses, loved ones, friends. And so we are making sure that we're taking holistic view of the families. Mm-hmm. Families and warriors are what we're trying to, you know, ensure they're thriving in their communities, not just the warriors, because it is much broader than that.
Exactly. And unless you're a family member and you've gone through it, this is all foreign to you. So, Michael, gosh, we just really appreciate you coming on the show and telling us more about a little bit more about Michael's background. As the Independence Services and Mental Health Vice President, he's responsible for the Independence Program, what they call IP, and Long-Term Support Trust, LTST, as well as the Combat Stress Recovery Program. The IP and LTST programs provide extensive support and services to the most severely wounded or injured warriors suffering from moderate to severe brain injuries, spinal cord injuries, or other neurological conditions, and who are most at risk of being institutionalized. I mean, Michael, you're dealing with the entire spectrum of vets when they come back. I mean, wounds that you can't see, wounds that are obvious, and even the wounds that are obvious, there's other wounds that go along with those. So, I mean, here you are trying to do everything you can, in a sense, to put Humpty Dumpty back together again, huh?
Yeah, I will tell you, Wounded Warrior Project and our partners are in the arena fighting for our warriors and their families across, as you had mentioned, Bill, the spectrum of support and services, because it takes a holistic approach. If you just focus on the mental health, but you don't focus on the physical, or you don't focus on the financial, you're going to be missing pieces. And so, yes, the portfolio that I'm honored and humbled to be associated with is remarkable, and the outcomes that we're seeing and realizing are really stunning. So, again, it's a pleasure. So if you need some additional information, please do not hesitate to go to woundedwarriorproject.org. Again, woundedwarriorproject.org for more information on what we're doing.
Well, and let's unwrap. We got about a minute left here, Michael, if you have a minute more for us. Unfold a little bit more about the resources that are available for returning service members.
Sure. Well, we have quite a few. So, again, as I mentioned, we have physical health and wellness programming. We have mental health and wellness programming, as you alluded to already, Bill, in that portfolio. We also have what we call financial wellness, and that is folks seeking jobs, resume building, benefits counseling, working through that. We also have connectedness. Oftentimes, our warriors, when they come back, that's where they miss the camaraderie, and they start to isolate, and that's when they really start the downhill spiral. So we have to get them engaged back in the community so that they can, again, have a life worth living and be an ambassador and a leader in their community. And as you look at our logo, one warrior carrying the other, that's what we want, that warrior on the top becoming that warrior on the bottom. They are now empowered.
Well, Michael, it's going to be exciting for you to be on the flight deck of the USS Intrepid. What a fabulous ship that is. And live from New York City, Michael Richardson, Independent Services and Mental Health Vice President for the Wounded Warrior Project. Michael, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bill, thank you very much for having us.
From Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife, Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country. But I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock. And because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God. Indivisible. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. More information is available at IndivisibleMovie.com.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. You served your country, you made a difference, but your country needs you to fight one more time. Here is your Veterans Tip of the Day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want America to go forward or backwards. Encourage your fellow vets and friends to vote. The country you save may be your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As the hot weather subsides, Americans are trading beaches for pumpkin patches and preparing to splurge on fall travel and activities. According to a Bank of America survey, Americans plan to spend an average of $960 on seasonal events this autumn. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall has no shortage of food and travel activities, so you'll want to have a credit card that rewards your seasonal spending. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card, you earn an unlimited 2 points for every dollar you spend on dining and travel purchases, and 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on all other purchases. These rewards can be used towards upcoming holiday gifts and travel. Even sweeter, if you're a Bank of America Preferred Rewards client, you earn an additional 25 to 75% rewards bonus on every purchase.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
God help me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Don't buy into the lie that truth is relative. The truth is the truth. That's just, common sense will tell you that. But this politically correct society in which we live in today would, is taking on all the institutions, taking on all the anchoring points of what we're all about, including this country. You know, let's just cast it all off. Let's start all over again. Really? I mean, we need to start all over again after all the empirical evidence and proof that we have that this great American experiment is a noble experiment. It is drawing others. I mean, according to the polls, something like 176 million people around the world said, hey, they'd like to live in the United States. And guess what? We're fortunate enough ourselves to be here. Israel Ortega joins us now. He's a spokesperson for Libra Initiative. He was a staffer on the Hill for 5 years, so he knows from whence he talks. And it's always great to be talking to Izzy. Izzy, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Hey, let's talk about the midterms and how critical an element that the Latino vote will mean, and how it looks to be deciding some majorities here in Congress.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. A few weeks ago, by the Pew Research Center, that said about 29 million Latinos eligible vote. As you and I know, that only means it only tells half the story, of course, because of how many of them actually show up to vote. Mm-hmm. But in a number of states where the Hispanic population is pretty sizable and the electorate is pretty sizable, that can mean a difference in terms of who controls the House and the Senate. I've been looking particularly at the Senate and looking at states like Florida, Nevada, Arizona, and even Texas. Even though the polls sort of show that Ted Cruz is going to run away with it, But those are just a handful of states, though, where depending on how many Hispanics vote and how they vote, of course, may determine the who controls the Senate next year.
When you think of the last 2 years, I know President Trump went to black communities and said, hey, look, what have you got to lose? Give me a shot here. I mean, you've had your own black president for two cycles for 8 years. And how good was he to you? A lot of promise, no change.
Right.
In actuality, I mean, the only change was it went in the wrong direction. You had more people on unemployment, more people on welfare. Housing ownership went, down. But look what's happened there. But also amongst Hispanics, I mean, the last 2 years under this administration has been phenomenal. And yet, Democratic operatives would like to say that it's a monolithic category and demography. You and I know better. We know different.
Yeah.
Hispanics may not necessarily come out and say, hey, this is what we are. I mean, they see the trouble. If you mention just in everyday conversation, you mention the name Donald Trump or President Trump, and even if you're wearing a red hat, even worse, then you're targeted by the by the radical left that wants to knock that hat off your head.
Right. No, I mean, I think to go to your point about the economy, Bill, I think that could be one of the determining factors in terms of how many Hispanics cast their vote for Republicans. You're looking at a 50-year low unemployment rate for our entire country. But for Hispanics, it's also a historic low. It's at 4.5%. And I remember the day after the recession when comment that Hispanic unemployment rate was either in double digits or close to double digits. So obviously that's going back to what you're saying earlier about monolithic voting block, there's a preconception that Hispanics only care about immigration. But when you look at the poll for many years, typically the number one issue for Hispanics is not immigration, but jobs and the economy. And so with what's happening with the economy.
Yeah, they're looking to provide for their families, just the basic foundational principles of all Americans. They want to be able to provide for their families, that's most important. And the immigration issue, I think they're also surprised when they drill down and find out that Hispanics are concerned about, like anybody in this country, and that is effective immigration. They want this immigration situation to be healed up as bad as anybody else, because that's what levels the playing field and makes it fair for everybody, does it not?
That's right. Yeah, that's right, Bill. I'm leadership, the work that we're doing to encourage Congress to do what you're describing in a sense of coming up with a plan that works, that's fair, that's just, that takes into account a lot of the complexity of the immigration system. And so we're pushing Congress to do something. You know, there's an opportunity to do something in the lame duck session, but even after the election, depending on what happens. So you're right. I mean, immigration is an important issue. Jobs and the economy are in many cases even more important for a lot of Hispanics, a lot of immigrants who have come from nothing or with very little, and are just what you were describing at the beginning of the segment, just happy to be here in this great country.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, I do not sit well with the tribalism. I hate the hyphenation of America, but I will say this about Hispanics. In our culture, I have known them to be the hardest working people, from that standpoint, and they're really taking advantage of this economy and the opportunities that President Trump and the Republicans have handed to them. I mean, every bank I talk to will talk about, small business, development and creation, and how Hispanics are leading the way in that category dramatically.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The numbers show that, Bill. I mean, I'm forgetting the source now, but if you look it up, it's really quickly defined. I mean, you'll see that Hispanics and minorities are opening up businesses at a higher rate than native-born Americans. Mm-hmm. And I think it goes to show you about the drive, the entrepreneurship of a lot of folks who say, look, this is a land of opportunity. I'm going to make the best out of it. And I think this goes counter to what a lot of folks want to do for Hispanics, to say that we're victims and that we can't get ahead. And so that message does not quite resonate. I think it's frustrating for some folks who want to just boring as it is. You've got a lot of opportunities popping up. I think you're going to see Hispanics vote in a way that may surprise a lot of folks.
Exactly. I agree with you. And I also, am proud that Hispanics have not, chewed on to the bait of becoming victims. We've got enough to deal with that. I mean, there's just something about the culture that knows that if they work hard, they'll earn, what it is that they deserve. And they're not afraid, to work hard and to carve a path for, the next generation behind them. I know that's what my grandparents and my parents did for me. I know the same thing for you is, and for other Hispanics. I mean, they took advantage. They saw the American dream and said, hey, you know what? Give us a shot. Give us a shot and we'll make it happen. And look what they've done. My hope and prayer is for Hispanics, to really, to continue to work hard and step up and, to be that, that positive story of the American dream. I mean, this is the thing that's beautiful, when you consider the tapestry and the melting pot that makes up this great country of ours. And that's what we need to be able to protect, right?
Go ahead. The other thing too is to ask questions to talk directly to politicians and to ask or want to do to lift barriers of opportunity. What are you doing to make it easier for folks to start a business and to do well for themselves? On education, educational freedom, giving parents more choice when it comes to deciding where to send their children to school. I mean, those are important questions. Those are questions that Hispanic voters should be asking them.
Yeah, and the thing is, Hispanic voters, they know when they're being worked. I mean, they're very familiar with the odor of manure, and we've had plenty of that stuff. I often say that if my grandmother was around, with some of these politicians, they'd be dodging her chunkless because she's not going to put up with that stuff, I'm telling you. And, this is just the kind of people, the way we are. And so, like you, is I want to continue to encourage, all Americans for that matter to keep asking the questions. Don't settle. I mean, this is a great country, a land of opportunity for all of us, including the politicians, but we got to hold their feet to the fire and we got to make sure that, as one friend I was talking to him yesterday, he goes, Bill, he says, how can you tell? I mean, he was being sincere. He goes, how can I tell when politicians are lying to me? And I said, well, Billy Graham had a great saying. He says, you can always tell when they're lying. That's when they're moving their lips. But, it's a bit cynical. I understand that. But, again, it's up to us. This is a government of, for, by, we the people, which means that we're commanded to be in an authority position. If we don't exercise that, then you've got the kind of government that we have that's, been evolving, to this point. I mean, to such a degree right now that, sadly, there's a percentage of our fellow constituents that want to move to socialism. And, I may need therapy before it's over to really understand this one.
Yeah, well, we've got to see about it.
Well, Israel Ortega has been with us from Libra Initiative, as always. We appreciate your insight, Izzy. Thank you so much for, stopping by and talking with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Have a great day, Izzy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
It's a no-brainer.